The TMOS Fruitcake has returned, but only for a limited time. Order yours today at MikeOMaraShow.com. The same great taste you remember at the same price as last Christmas. Get yours while you still can. Delicious, festive, and every purchase supports TMOS. It's fruitcake time, but only if you order right now. MikeOMaraShow.com. This is a limited time offer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, so we didn't do this on the regular show. Because you're bonus show subscribers and you deserve a little extra treat. Now, most years, for a very long time, I have usually used a silly little voice.
Yes.
And called the Butterball Turkey Hotline to discuss my turkey. And the goal is usually to see how long I can keep them on the line. Now, right before the show started, I asked the boys here, I said, dealer's choice, what kind of voice would you like? And Oscar mentioned, well, you were doing something, working on something the other day, and he mentioned it was Bruce Springsteen.
Well, I was working on my Bruce Springsteen.
Who is really a rougher version of Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett! If you want to be Bruce Springsteen, all you do is roughen it up like that.
Yeah.
Great to be around you. Yes, sir.
If Tony Bennett had abused his instrument, it would be this.
Yeah, you might know me. I'm a bit of a famous rocker, lady. I'm Bruce Springsteen.
So right now, Bruce Springsteen is going to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yeah!
That's my favorite.
made my day.
Yes.
That's Hungry Heart.
Yeah, yeah. I know exactly.
Yeah.
Slightly off mic.
Oh,
here we go.
Turn it up for me a little bit. Hello?
Hello?
We still there?
Candy Dams. Hello? All right, start all over again. Yeah. Let's call him up again.
Yeah, are we gating out maybe? Who knows? No, there's no gate on this.
No, none gate.
None gate.
Gating out.
Yeah.
Hello.
Matt, you tell us when we're dialing.
Dialing right now.
Rob.
Okay.
Proud of that one.
That's really great.
Welcome to Butterball.
Yes.
We're sorry. That was not a valid response. Please try again. To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line, for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3. If you have a... Your call may be monitored or recorded to ensure quality customer service.
Good morning, Butterball Turkey Talk Line. How may I help you today?
I think I've got a lot of questions that I'm going to need answered because...
I got a lot of answers.
Thank you, lady. This is the first time I've prepared a meal of Thanksgiving dinner for my friends and family. I got my whole crew coming over, and I just don't have a clue.
Wonderful.
I don't know where to begin. Oh!
Okay. Well, I can't help you with the whole meal, but I can help you with the turkey. Did you buy a turkey?
I got a big house. I got a big house, and I don't need the whole meal. I got friends bringing over. We're doing a potluck thing.
Oh, good. That makes it easier.
But I don't know how to cook a turkey, and I told them that I would.
Okay. So
First of all, did you
get a turkey yet?
No, because I was going to ask you what size I should get to make sure, because I got a bunch of people. 35.
Tell me how many.
35. I got my guitar player, my sax player, my sax section.
Whoa.
I'm a bit of a well-known rocker. I don't know. Where are you from?
We're near Chicago.
I'm a little further east. I'm from New Jersey. I might be referred to occasionally as the favorite son of New Jersey.
Oh, wow. What's your name?
Bruce.
Bruce. All right.
Do you like rock and roll, lady?
Some.
Okay. You might have heard some of my songs.
Okay. What is the name of the group?
We're the E Street Band.
What street?
We're the E Street Band.
The E Street Band. Okay.
Stevie, we got Nils. We used to have Clarence, God rest his soul. And he's not along anymore. He liked Candy the Ants.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might know some of my songs, but anyway, that's not why I called.
I probably do.
Yeah. So I just want to talk about the bird.
To talk to you.
I got 35 people coming over. Do I need one or two?
All right. Well, two. So two. Generally we say a pound per person. Okay. And that's without leftovers. If you want leftovers, it's more like a pound and a half a person.
Man, that's going to be like a 45-pound turkey for me.
Right, and we don't even make those, so that's out.
You make the turkeys? I thought God made the turkeys.
Oh, okay.
That's just a little joke. I hope you don't mind my little joke. That's just a tiny little joke that I want to make. You know?
Right.
I want a turkey with a hungry heart. There's another little clue as to who I am, because you really didn't seem to recognize who I was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to get two turkeys at least.
I want a good bird. I don't care about tenderness. I just want a bird that was born to run.
Well, I don't know about that, but you're going to need to get two turkeys, and it's already Tuesday, so you're probably not going to want. Pardon me?
I can get anything I want. I got connections, man. I do.
Okay.
I got a farm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, then you're going to need to get two fresh turkeys, not frozen turkeys.
Are there twins available?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, okay. Can turkeys have twins?
I doubt it, but I'm not really sure.
That's funny, lady. So two turkeys with 40 people, 35, 40 people. How big should the birds be?
About 20 pounds.
Can I buy 10 5-pound birds?
No.
All right.
No, they don't come that small.
So you want me to buy two 20-pound birds?
I think that is, you're going to have a better time finding that, yes.
Yeah, I had twins one time.
Okay, now that we've established that.
That was a late night,
baby. Now you want to know how to cook it?
Yeah, tell me about the feathers.
The feathers will be off the bird.
Thank God for that. Oh!
Right. So you're just going to take it out of the plastic wrapping.
Okay. All right. Is it like a loaf of bread, but it's got one of those little twist ties?
No, it's going to be real tight around the turkey. So you're going to have to take it out.
All right.
And then inside the cavity of the turkey is going to be a neck.
Oh, that is nasty.
Well, yeah, but anyway, so you take
Wait
that
a
out.
What do you mean the cavity? Like in its stomach?
The middle portion inside.
What's the cavity? Where's the cavity located? You mean I got to do a body cavity search on a turkey?
Yes, you do. Sorry.
Oh, that's nasty stuff. What's in there?
So the neck will be in there.
The neck?
Okay. Yeah, the neck.
Why is the neck inside the turkey?
I can't answer that. That's the best place.
I'm sorry I'm so ignorant when it comes to birds, but I just always thought the neck was on the outside.
Well, it is, but it's been taken off, and now it's inside the turkey.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Then you'll find in the neck.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Were these turkeys born in the USA?
Yes, they were.
That's another one of my songs.
Okay.
Born in the USA.
There you go.
There I go. There I go. Oh! All right, so what do I do after I get in that nasty, nasty cavity?
Wait, you got to take one more thing out. In the neck part of the turkey, there's a little flap where the neck was.
Oh boy, it gets nasty, lady.
And you open up that flap, and you and there's a little bag, and inside the bag you'll find the heart and the gizzard and the liver. So you take that bag out.
That sounds like a massacre. Heart, liver, gizzard. Oh boy, that's tough.
And it's
what
all
do I
in
do?
A bag. So you just take the bag out. Now you can use the neck and the heart and the lizard and the, if you want, you can. Some people put them in the dressing. Some people make gravy with them.
Whoa.
Or you can throw them away. Most people actually throw them away, but you know it's whatever you want to do with them. But you don't cook the turkey with those things in it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. I thought when they get the guts out, they'd just throw those in the trash.
Yeah, no. That's a whole nother subject. Okay, so now that you have
trash?
That out, now
what's
you're
wrong with you?
Now you're gonna put the turkey.
What's wrong with you, lady?
In a pan.
Yeah.
That's big enough for the turkey.
How big a pan do I need for a 20-pound bird?
Well, it's going to be a turkey pan.
Is there a big enough pan for two turkeys?
No, you don't want to put them both in the same pan because you want to separate them to get air to flow around them because that's how they cook is with that air flowing around them.
I got a question for you. How about the turkeys with the necks? Do they both have the necks inside the cavity?
The neck... I'm not sure I understand your question.
I have a solid gold pan.
Okay.
Because I'm a rock star.
Okay,
How you doing? I'm sorry. I'm just a little distracted. Little Stevie was coming through. He was in his boxers, man. You don't want to see that first thing in the morning, that's for sure. Oh, man. Just a T-shirt, some boxer briefs, and a bandana. That is not what I want to see before my morning coffee, lady. That's for sure. But anyway, so I take one turkey, put it inside my solid gold pan.
Okay, now, you don't want to put it on the bottom of the pan. You want it up on a rack.
Oh, boy, I've seen some racks in my day on my different tours.
Yeah. Well, that's and the reason you want it up off the bottom of the pan, again, is so that air can get under it and cook the bottom of it.
I bet, but not those necks or that heart or gizzards, right, with those bags of balls or whatever in there. You got to get those out of the turkey and throw them in the trash can.
Oh! Yeah, you got rid of that. All right?
Yeah, lady.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
All right. Now what you're going to do is you're going to brush some oil on this all over the skin of the turkey.
What kind of oil? Motor oil?
No. Olive oil.
Olive oil. Yeah, I knew it. I was one step ahead of you.
Any oil. Yeah.
I was one step ahead of you. I said the motor, not oil. I was just joking.
Yes, you were.
I was just joking. Yeah. We love our turkey down on the Jersey Shore. We love it. Man, I love my turkey in Red Bank. Oh, that's good. All right, so I oil her up, take the bag of the cavity and put it in my gold pan and put it in the oven?
Yes, at 325 degrees.
325 degrees for how many hours?
Well, a 20-pound turkey is going to take somewhere around 3.5 to 4 hours to cook in the oven.
I got time. I got time because thank God I didn't call you too late, right?
Right. That's right. As long as you can go find these fresh turkeys.
Hey, I just got to talk to my crew for 1 second. I'll be right back with you. I'm going to go 5 seconds. Can you hold on for me for a sec?
Okay.
Okay. Hey, boys, I need you to go out and get me some 20-pound turkeys. Do it right now. You want that Thanksgiving turkey? Yeah, man. All right, I'm back. How you doing?
Make sure they're fresh.
Oh, hold on. Hey, boys. Make sure those turkeys are super deluxe fresh. All right? Kill them yourselves if you have to. All right, I'm back, lady.
All right.
Yeah, so you put it in the oven, let that turkey dance in the dark for a while, right?
You got it. Now, do you have a thermometer?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I woke up early this morning. And I got a little bit of a fever.
No. A thermometer you can put into the turkey.
What? Oh, the turkey for a meat thermometer?
Yes.
All right. Will I have to cook during the night shift?
You're going to want the breast meat to get up to 170 and the thigh meat to get up to 180.
Thigh meat. All right. So how come they're two different temperatures? They don't all, that bird doesn't have one of those plastic things in it that pops?
Well, no, it doesn't.
Oh, no. So I got to pay attention myself?
Yeah, you got to do that yourself. Yeah.
Hold on a second. So, hey, Max Weinberg, you're going to have to check the temperature on the turkey, baby. You hear what I'm saying? Santa Claus is coming to town. All right, so he's going to check the temperature on the turkey. You said the thigh's got to be what temperature?
180.
And what the breast meat, the white meat, that delicious white meat? 170.
170.
Should I use? Yeah. All right, 170. When it comes out of the oven, should I use an electric knife?
If you want, whatever you prefer, but don't carve it right away. Let it sit for about 15 minutes before you start carving it, and that'll make the juices set, so it'll slice better.
All right, that's great. That sounds like we're going to have a 10th Avenue freeze out. You know who I am now, right?
Absolutely.
I'm Bruce Springsteen. I just went ahead and told you. Have you heard my songs, lady? Come on.
Well, of course I have.
That's awesome. That's great. Thank you so much. I'm really excited, but in all my years on the road, I never turned out a turkey dinner for my mates. You know what I mean?
Well, I think it's time that you did.
I think it's time. I used to have people. I used to have people make food for me. You know, and now I'm doing it all myself.
Hey,
I got a podcast with Barack Obama.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm doing a new cover, too. I'm going to branch out into some hip-hop music.
Are you?
Yeah. You know that song, My Neck, My Back?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be doing that one. It's gonna, with a Bruce Springsteen touch. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be great. Yeah, that's pretty good. My neck, my back. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, great. Baby, I tell you, we're having some fun now, aren't we? I love Thanksgiving. What a great holiday. The stuffing.
Thanksgiving is a great holiday. You're right. It's all about
mashed potatoes,
friends and people and sharing the love.
Yeah, the love. I got a lot of love to give, baby. I really do.
There you go.
I love
it.
It's fantastic.
Okay.
You know, man, it's really so great, man. I just love the fact that, you know, I love mashed potatoes and I just love people being around and eating green bean casserole. That warms my heart. That warms my heart, right? Little Stevie, I almost fired him out the band because he brought a lasagna in one year. Man, that was, I said, you are way out of line, dude.
He must be Italian, huh?
No, I don't know what he is. Van Zandt. I think he wears wooden shoes or something like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, wow. I tell you.
Okay,
my glory days are behind me.
I need to get on to other people here, so I'm going to have to cut you
super,
off.
You are a super nice lady. You are a super nice lady. I hope you go out and buy all my albums for your friends. Will you do that for me?
There you go. You can just send them to me.
No way. That's how I make
my
money.
Right.
My front row seat for me, $5,000 to $8,000 right now, you know?
Yeah.
You're a good lady. Thank you. I hope you have and yours have a fantastic holiday and a great Thanksgiving. And I hope Santa Claus brings you everything that you want for Christmas, because you know he's coming to town.
Okay, well, you've made my day. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you've made mine. God bless you and yours, lady.
Absolutely.
Take care of working on that Butterball Turkey Hotline.
There you go. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Oh, man, I wish I brought her up on stage.
Make her dance like Courtney Cox.
Bravo. Bravo.
Oh, man. My God. My voice is going to be wrecked for the next.
So great, though.
Thanks to Rob and Oscar, who were muting their microphones and sending me lines for the lady from the Butterball Turkey.
She didn't care that you had a solid gold pan. That landed on deaf ears.
He always does something a solid gold pan that only rockers have.
Because I'm a rock and roll star.
It's hard to get harder and harder to get through those every year. I didn't even plan on doing
was,
that.
This was A++++.
Where do they get the... I swear to God, it sounds like ladies I've talked to in the past.
Oh, I don't know.
They're saints.
Oh, they're... God bless them. They're good. I just want to... Who knows? You don't know. She didn't cut me... She cut me off at the end, but you don't know whether she bought it or not. It's hard to believe. And that's
like I like when
average.
Bruce Springsteen's excited that the feathers are already gone.
Anyway.
I had twins once. Well done.
You put it on a rack. I've seen some racks. All right. Anyway, that's Bruce Springsteen. We have... I didn't know we'd be able to do that right away. Now, we have a collection over the years. We've had a lot of different fun clips that we've had. We wanted to look back a little bit and play some of our fun stuff that we had here for turkey. Now, the Avalon thing is that's the guy that they don't make the turkey, right?
No, they don't. They cut without him.
They cut the turkey without it.
Yes.
Okay. There is a... It's not an obscure movie. It was a pretty big movie when it came out.
Right. It's a
about
quiet
Baltimore.
Film. Quiet film, though.
It's
yeah.
a quiet film. That's a good way to put it. About Baltimore, and I think it's a magnificent movie. I really do.
Yes.
And it traces a family of a Jewish immigrant family in Baltimore, kind of a coming of age story of... generations and how things change and
moving
really,
out of the city into the burbs.
Moving out of the city into the burbs, sitting in front of TV watching it shows a little bit of the transition of I won't call it the deterioration of the American family, but it is to an extent mm-hmm. where, you know, now we down here, I was just talking to somebody about it the other night, you know, down here in Southwest Florida, they have the, you know, these transitional places that they put people in where they do everything for them. My mom lived in one like that. Well, back in the day, it was everybody living under the same roof. And perhaps that was a kinder, gentler time. But once the family moves out to the burbs and they got a little money, they carve the turkey without one of the uncles coming by. And, this is from the movie Avalon, and we've played this for years and years. And, you know, very similar to an O'Mara family Thanksgiving.
Is it?
When we'd start to eat before one of the uncles would get there. Let's
sorry,
play that
we're late.
Gabriel.
You started without me? You cut the turkey without me? Come on. We leave. They start without us, we go.
Every year you are late, Gabriel. We were hungry, the kids wanted to eat, we were ready, we couldn't wait.
You're all flesh and blood and you couldn't wait? You cut the turkey? That's it. That's the last time we come for Thanksgiving. It took us hours to get here. You live miles from nowhere. It's too far for God's sake. Too far for relatives. Get new relatives. Get relatives that live near you and who you wait for.
Gabriel, for God's sake, let's not make an issue out
of the
turkey.
You know what it is? That's what happens when you get to be wealthy. You got a wealthy son, so you don't even wait for your brother to come before you cut the turkey. The hell with you!
To hell with me?
Yeah.
Jules making a good living has nothing to do with when we cut the turkey. Nothing.
When we lived in Avalon, nobody ate. You wait for everybody before you eat, much less cut the turkey without a brother. You move out here to the suburbs, and you think it doesn't matter anymore?
The young ones are hungry. They carry on. They make a commotion. What do you want to do? Stand on ceremony with the family?
There's always young ones. There's always young ones that are hungry and carrying on as they want to eat. They got to wait till every relative is there before the turkey's cut. I said enough.
Thanksgiving. I love it.
So
better
good.
Now since I haven't heard it for a few years.
Mm-hmm. He is right pissed. I'll tell you what.
I don't even remember the character actor for many, many years. I don't even remember what his name was.
I'll look it up real quick, but you'll remember the name when you hear it.
What a beautiful film.
It is a beautiful film.
So incredible. All right. So Rob was talking on the regular show this week about the Christmas Story Christmas. Gave it a thumbs up. Said it's worth looking at. Maybe a little jive at the front end, but perhaps worth your time. Mm-hmm. And Christmas Story, of course,
it's
involves
Lou
not just
Jacoby,
Christmas.
Mike. Lou Jacoby.
Lou Jacoby. I knew it was
who had
a
been
great
doing that
like
voice
that.
For like 30 years, even before he made that movie.
You cut the turkey. Yeah. That's what happens when you get wealthy. All right. So A Christmas Story has not just Christmas in it, but it's got Thanksgiving. And so this is self-explanatory. Everybody knows this one, right?
Yeah, this is the turkey from The Christmas Story.
Life is like that. Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us.
Dogs coming in.
Bumping sounds.
I just like the reaction.
I love it, dude! Papa says!
Pulling the wing.
The heavenly aroma still hung heavy in the house, but it was gone, all gone. No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup. Gone, all gone.
All right, everybody upstairs, get dressed. We are going out to eat.
Phantasmagorical.
Love it.
Now, one of the things about having my family around, having the 20-somethings all around the house here, I forget that there are things now that I just consider the fact that everybody knows that they don't know. Last night, we won't skip out of order because we're going to play Johnny and Doc. I played Johnny and Doc for the kids last night.
Oh, good.
And I was kind of sad. Because it was like they laughed, but they, you know, it's a different time.
It's so great. They humor us, I imagine.
Yeah.
But for those of you, and this, you can go watch this on YouTube too, but the audio is great too. There was a classic show back in the 80s, WKRP in Cincinnati, and really almost immediately became one of the most iconic Thanksgiving segments on any show that's ever been done.
I believe this is the first season. I mean, this is early on in the show. I believe so. Yeah. I mean, and if they had only done this one episode, I think the show would have lived on. I think the show is also kind of more popular among radio people just because of what it presented.
Yeah.
But this is all-time classic Thanksgiving stuff right here.
Les Nessman out at a shopping center. This is the famous turkey promotion from WKRP in Cincinnati.
All right, fellow babies, and now it's time to go to our live remote man on the scene at the Pinedale Shopping Mall for the big WKRP turkey giveaway. So take it away, Les Nessman.
This is Les Nessman, your man on the scene here at the Pinedale Shopping Center where the excitement is mounting.
I'm here with hundreds of people who have gathered to witness what has been described as perhaps the greatest turkey event in Thanksgiving Day history. All we know for sure is that in a very few moments there are going to be a lot of happy people out here. Now, the crowd is curious, but well-behaved. And I think I hear something now. The crowd is moving out into the parking area. And, oh, yes, I can see it now. It's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy W?
Yes.
K. R. P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver. Plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Second to the third. There's no parachutes yet.
Those can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're turkeys! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of our eyes!
To the earth.
They just went through the windshield of a parked car! They did look terrible, but
around like sacks of wet cement. Yes. See, folks, I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this any longer. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkeys. Film at 11.
And Mike, it wouldn't be complete. What's called in show business and situation comedies as the tag scene. The last
the
brief scene
where
before
Mr. Carlson comes back into the
right
station.
Before the credits.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Really, one of the greats. Now, the next one is my all-time favorite.
Mine too.
It really,
actually,
really is. Yeah. I think that I don't know what this is. A throwback to like Mad Men and the old 70s, 80s with Johnny Carson. One of the greatest late-night TV show hosts ever in the history of late-night TV. And his band leader, who was Doc Severinsen, a stellar guy, still alive, a trumpet player. And one of the things that Johnny was known for, had a little trouble, like I have early in my career, with multiple marriages. Mm-hmm. And Johnny was on and off. And I guess a few of the other guys that were in that that high-powered Hollywood lifestyle, unlucky in love to an extent. And this is a conversation, I guess, their Thanksgiving show, just like we're doing today.
Yeah, it's the Wednesday show. Mm-hmm. The Wednesday show
before Thanksgiving. And Ed is God knows where, perhaps doing a parade. And it's Johnny talking to Doc Severinsen. They're on the couch, and they start riffing, and it goes in a direction they didn't expect.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're doing the show, of course, tomorrow.
I was going to ask you if you got your turkey yet.
Sure.
Do you, truthfully, do you help Mrs. Carson prepare the turkey?
Just like you help Mrs. Severinsen prepare the turkey.
No, there is no Mrs. Severinsen.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
There used to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
The fact that I never helped her stuff her bird was one of our big problems.
I thought that was your problem. Well, you know, I forgot all about that. We've been together so long that I forget sometimes where we are.
Which wife are we on?
On various Thanksgivings.
In fact, that was one of the things we really fought about.
What?
I wanted an oyster stuffing in the turkey, and she wanted bread stuffing, and she got bread stuffing and a lot of money.
You mean you used to argue about what you're going to stuff the turkey with?
Yes.
And that was one of the problems.
She's still stuffing the turkey with, no, with money.
Money.
Well, it's nice to know you have no bitterness.
Well, I always used to say, you can have turkey and all that. I don't like turkey that much.
Yeah.
I said, I love lasagna. She calls up every year at Thanksgiving and says, are you having your lasagna?
They don't forget, do they?
No.
You know, in the Midwest, it's serious enough, and when you grow up out there, some of the kids would have to get a pet turkey. And at the end of the year, you get attached, and you can't go out.
A pet turkey?
A pet. But kids would get him, you know. Now you got to go out there and kill him. I couldn't do that.
They deserve it.
What?
They deserve it. Anything that ugly should die. As you can see, I'm not too crazy about Thanksgiving.
You don't go. No, you really aren't, are you? You're not going to celebrate.
I suppose you'll be home with the family having turkey. Just a typical American family.
That's right. You'll be out there writing the checks. Sending them for the stuffing, huh?
You will have written yours the day before.
That's right. Mine's already in the mails.
And Ed went to deliver his personally.
They're all divorced.
Yeah.
They're all divorced.
But what does he know? With tie askew and nose aglow. Okay. Well, I don't know about you. We're having an awful lot of fun up here, folks. Look, if you want to, if you really feel badly now, I feel so terrible that you're going to be alone. Would you like?
I didn't say I was going to be alone.
You just said you ain't going to eat no turkey, right?
That's right.
You can come over there. Would you like to come to the house? And
this is the first time you've ever asked.
Well, you made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you and you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving dinner? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
We really don't have room anyway, to tell you the truth.
I'll be in the neighborhood.
I just did it because you made me feel so guilty.
That's good. I'm glad.
Can you give me whatever you're taking tonight? You want to give me a hint on that?
Likes lasagna.
I can't give you any, but I'll sell you some.
Man, Doc Severinsen on his game. And Doc Severinsen just did his last tour, right?
Yeah,
his last
little concert.
Live performance at like 95 now, which is amazing.
What a beautiful example there of a host letting whoever is on the couch or the chair take the lead and go with it.
Yeah.
It was so fine.
So funny. I love it. So the last one we have here is the classic Adam Sandler. And, you know, if you're a fan of his movies and you've seen his movie, I don't know if you ever heard this. This was one of his comedy albums, right?
Yeah, this is one of his breakouts. He was still on Saturday Night Live when he did this.
At this was everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Thanksgiving song, you know, known worldwide from Adam Sandler. And just so beautifully dumb.
Yeah.
And so funny. Let's play that right now.
They want to hit a Thanksgiving song. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it. Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. Oh, I love you. Love to eat turkey, 'cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, 'cause it's turkey to eat, so good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey doo and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD.
He loves sports, you know.
White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Peaks poster.
We got a old Alex family.
Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My
My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
So perfectly done. Oh, my God. So that's our little look back at Turkey Day and all the
Thank you for letting us play those. I watched Johnny twice last night, and I laughed again hearing it today. So
we will have the turkey at the O'Mara household. My daughter, again, will be dry brining the turkey this year.
Oh, you're dry brining. See, this is the first year, and I'm going to brine this year, but I'm going to wet brine.
Right.
So she's dry brining.
Your wife has a great deal. She doesn't do a lot of the cooking, does she?
No.
Does she do any cooking at all?
In the past, she has done occasional bits and pieces of cooking. There are things she does that are okay. She does a sweet potato casserole, but this year I've taken it over because we've gone to a vegan option on that.
Are you doing the whole thing? Are you getting together with the extended family?
No. Just six people. Just six people this
That's
year.
That's a good crowd.
Yeah, it's all right.
How about you, Oscar? What are you doing?
We've got the Boston contingent coming to town, so three plus the four. What, you got seven?
Seven?
People?
Yeah.
That's what we got.
That's about right.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
You see, I have my wife, my son, and me, my mother-in-law, Catherine and her beau, Elizabeth and her beau, and our friends John and Nancy are coming
Ten.
Over.
That's so another good crowd. Strong. That's a good crowd.
We got a big group. That's the way it's happening.
Making
gravy tonight.
When Elizabeth dry brines, does she spatchcock it or does she keep it as a whole bird?
Hey, that's my daughter you're talking about.
I have
about,
no
okay?
idea what that is.
That's when you split the bird and make it flat.
Oh. Spatchcock.
Spatchcock.
Oh. Excuse me.
No. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I've been doing some
That's
research.
That's horrible. Boy, hey, if you look at me like that one more time, pal, I'm going to spatchcock you.
Twice.
All right? You don't want to get, hey, butterball lady, have you ever spatchcocked a turkey?
I love That's when you just continually called her lady.
Lady, yeah.
Famous.
But the dry brining gives you the best skin of any procedure of cooking a turkey. So I'm curious how it turns out for you.
I don't know what she's doing.
What's
All
a brine?
I know is it's yummy.
The only context I have about
salt water really is a brine.
Anything salty,
But and, how long do you have to leave it in there for?
11 years. No, it's actually, I don't know. I don't think she puts it in water.
If it's a dry brine, it's almost like a rub. Like a salt rub.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And they'll probably stay on for 6 or 7 hours. The wet brine recipe I have, I actually have a 5-gallon food service bucket that I'll be submerging the turkey into overnight. And you do 6 hours and then six hours.
Like a marinade.
Yeah. Well, different than a marinade because it is, the science behind it is essentially that it's salt water and it seeks osmosis with the bird, so the pressure equalizes and the bird sucks in more moisture.
Okay.
As we are taping this show,
that sounds
the
delicious.
Kids are out in the kitchen. Carla is back from working out, and they are making, obviously, bacon. It's coming up. I woke up this morning, and I got on the scale, and I swear to God, I looked at the f***ing number, and I went, how have you done that in 48? How have you accomplished that in 48 hours? And I've always thought it's a frustrating thing for me that what takes months to come off, literally you can sniff it and it comes, but I'm not sniffing it. I was pouring food into I gave you the
Full
list
rundown,
of the stuff
the noom rundown.
With all the crap that I put in my body. And I looked on it today. I said, okay, yeah, this is a turning point right here. As my friends at Noom would tell me, this is just getting back on and paying attention. And I knew that based on the eating that I had done yesterday, when, I took the kids out, to a restaurant, and I had the Monday special at the Ale House.
What
was
is
a full
that?
was a full rack of ribs.
Oh my God.
Which I what do you mean, oh my God? What? You've never eaten a full rack of ribs? Come on.
Not when I was trying to lose weight.
No, but you see, the thing about
it's not that I fell off the wagon and I was having a problem.
If they're not overly sauced, it's actually not a bad option. It's not a bad option because it's all protein.
He's coming off of one of the worst weekends he's had in months.
But also, Mike, here is a mini pep talk for you. Weight that you gain fast, you can lose fast. Just get back on it. You can do it.
All right.
But also, the one thing you got to do.
Before the holiday, too.
You got to choose your moments because you were on my mind last night as I was driving home. I'm thinking, if I was to really spin out, it wouldn't be on chocolate-covered pretzels. It would be something better than that. And I think that you need to weigh your options against what's available.
So to speak.
But yeah. I mean, when you have pies and gravies and once a year stuff, that's the stuff. If you're
I'm not talking about the day, I'm talking about leading up to the day where Carla goes out to the Costco and did one of those trips at Costco.
Yes.
The ones we'd all like to do, as I mentioned before, you know, and I ate it. It was stuff that I wanted to eat. By the way, last night, the stuff I had mentioned before, the toffee roasted cashews.
You
got back into those, huh?
No, it's like sex.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, cashew is such a perfect nut to begin with. And when you toffee coat it, I can only imagine.
Is there, horrible. I don't, it's,
but I'm going to try to get back on it.
It's tough during the holiday. It's tough.
As the smell of bacon with 15 people in my house wafts through the door of my studio, and I'm trying to focus on the show when, in fact, the little fat guy lives right down here behind my right ear is going, oh, man, I wonder if they're making toast with that.
Toast.
Like that. And I mean, I'm sitting there. Eastern time, as we're taping right now, it is 21 great. Minutes before 12 noon.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I have not had, and food has not touched my lips this morning at all. So I've done a bit of the fasting thing. Mm-hmm. So that's how I start. Now, the other thing, water everywhere. That's
gotta
the
do
thing.
It.
Drink as much water as I possibly can and perhaps just have one meal today, which makes the fast even more effective, and then maybe get back into a normal thing.
What about your back is still f***ed up, but can you do a walk?
I might do a bike ride today. I might do a little bike ride.
Anytime you can get that cardio up is good. Now, Mike, there was a story out this week from a news service called SWNS.
Mm-hmm.
That says we, as a nation, America, expects to gain 5.5 pounds from now until January 1st. We
accomplished just, already.
Yeah.
Accomplished.
So
no, I did you're four, above average.
I've gained 6 pounds. Yeah. I have gained 6 pounds.
And most people say they're okay with it.
Four days.
And then here are, Mike, 42%
maybe three.
Admit to using the holidays. They use the holidays as an excuse. Here are some ways we go overboard. Tell me if this applies
Please.
To us, okay? Eating more than one dessert after a meal.
Well, what counts for me is the sugary, fatty snacks that I dove into. The holiday mix, which really is for a fat person. You look at the packaging of this stuff, and whoever invented putting the sugary coatings on popcorn, you know, the Cracker Jack people.
Oh yeah,
congratulations. So that's that, and then the combination of the cashews, which are not just nuts, which would be bad in and of themselves.
Well,
but they put the toffee coating.
Yeah,
on them.
Cashews are okay if you stick to the 14 nut serving, but no one does.
I think it depends on the household. Like my mom, like a drug dealer. Will push everything on you. It doesn't matter if you're dying, if you're going into some sort of diabetic shock. If you don't
blue
eat
toes.
It,
yes.
You're being disrespectful.
The blue toes
yesterday,
color, yeah.
Stuff.
Okay. Yesterday, I just f***ed it completely.
You got in to totality. Sometimes you have to.
My daughter got in yesterday, took him out to the ale house. The Monday special was the ribs. So the mind, which, you're over here, over this part of the brain is the healthy part of the brain. This part is the rationalization part of the brain. So this part of the brain goes, oh, ribs, you can't eat ribs anymore. There he goes, well, it's the Monday special. I sucked that down. Then Carla sent the kids home. Now I'm alone. No supervision, all by myself, no time commitment. My job is to take some product that Carla has at her distribution center and bring it to her office.
Mm-hmm. So you left from the ale house. You were by yourself.
My son goes off with the two other, with his sisters and the Bows. They're going back to the house and I'm free. And all I was thinking of, is it a left turn or a right turn that takes me past the Dairy Queen?
Yeah.
By the way, the disaster would have been. I'm still on guard today. Rested today, tomorrow, and the holiday itself.
On
That's
guard.
What I'm doing.
Oh, Jesus yeah, but what? Christ. What is the wall?
Sucks being fat.
What is the wall?
I know.
Like for me, there's a level of I know that I have to shut it down, or it's going to be a disaster this holiday because I'm already overweight.
Tell you this.
Right, so
right.
You'll have a bigger appetite.
I'll have a bigger problem.
Yeah.
Last night, after I went to hit those cashews again, I'm going to tell you, I felt like such. Oh, by the way, dinner was pizza.
What about the rack of ribs?
That was lunch.
That was lunch.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God is right. And Jesus. I felt like
Yeah. Because you've probably been almost free of carbs for a long time, right?
Not carbs as much as just I've been on 2,000 calories a day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is just like, it's like a jailbreak. Like my inner fat has escaped from the penitentiary and he's running through the fields just like with reckless abandon, not really caring. And last night was the first example where I'm sitting there going, oh my God, the front of my forehead feels like it's going to explode.
Yeah.
It sucked with that said. And then, just eating. The idea, when you stay on a low-calorie program for a long time, and by the way, that's the way I should eat forever.
Yeah.
When you do that, you become intensely aware when you have a blip of empty calories. And let me give you the greatest example of empty calories. The greatest example you could possibly have is a fast food hamburger. Mm. You can eat it and it is like you have eaten nothing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because you have put pure crap into your body.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But I don't know. I was I digress there, Rob. I know you wanted to do something else.
No, I was going
to
say the eating more than one dessert after a meal. 41% of America say they'll do that.
I will do it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah. Yes. I'm debuting a new dessert at my house. One
What's
that? Have you seen on your feed? And I don't know if I'm just targeted for it. An outfit based in New York called Milk Bar.
No.
I've heard of it.
It is a really sort of specialty.
They hit me too.
Yeah,
Rob.
I think there's a certain maybe above 250 is when they find you. But they have something called the Milk Bar Pie, which used to be called the Milk Bar Crack Pie.
Yeah, it's very popular.
And I got the recipe for it, and I will be making that from scratch for the first time.
What is the Milk Bar Pie?
It is basically a salted oatmeal.
Why is your hand on your forehead? Like
because
that?
I don't know.
I was just excited. Thinking,
yeah, I am a little excited.
Are you not supposed to be eating this stuff?
I can, as long as I monitor my blood sugar and keep it down, and if I exercise and I'm keeping on my blood sugar.
And it's not like the Milk Bar Pie slice is going to go to his liver.
Yeah,
I don't know enough about diabetes to know
how to handle it. Diabetes, you got to monitor your blood sugar. Okay. That's a whole different thing. But that's actually been in very good shape, and I've had a couple desserts along the way.
Okay.
And I'm doing okay.
Hey, I'm just asking.
But it's Mike, if
all
you
right,
would,
Debbie Downer, back to the Milk Bar Pie.
But Mike, you want to talk about
friend.
True fat guy behavior. I started planning for this 3 weeks ago. I had to order ingredients online.
Just tell me what the pie is. Come on.
It's a salted oatmeal cookie crust with a rich vanilla custard filling baked while it's still a little wobbly. Frozen, then thawed, then served, dusted with powdered sugar.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's a custard pie.
It's a custard pie,
looks
but it is amazing looking. And it 8 egg yolks, I believe, are in it. And it's going to be, I'll make 2 of them, and we shall see what happens. I'll report back.
Elizabeth is making, also along with the turkey, a honey pumpkin pie. That's got a honey thing in the recipe. And
does she do a crust from scratch, or does she?
She's doing a crust from scratch.
Wow, yeah. I'm jealous. Yeah. I've never.
Yeah, we got
this will be the first time I've done that.
Good eating.
Oh my God! Here. One of these cakes from the actual Milk Bar is $62 before anything else goes down.
Yeah,
and that's for a 6-inch. A 10-inch is $140.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, size matters.
Depends on what you're doing with the cake.
Oh, ask Pete Davidson.
Yes, BDE. By the way, they're there. Just a little tip in. Saw some video of them. They are a thing.
Yeah.
So he's done it again. The pattern has repeated itself.
He wins. He's truly going to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And
Absolutely.
Lady of the
he'll be having no, I'm not sure I can. Why not?
Go ahead.
He'll be eating lots of pie.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Mike,
Or maybe he doesn't do
if
that.
If he doesn't, it's a shame.
As the players on the Bruins said, is she seems like a cool girl.
That's fantastic. Yes. All right. What else you got there, pal?
Okay. Eating the same meal more than once a day.
Like, that's another way people gain. Yeah.
Yep, 35%
like
said
a
yes.
Full turkey dinner again,
and then going at and then hitting it again.
Let's go back.
So some would say having a rack of ribs at lunch followed by pizza and a McDonald's multiple pieces of pizza and a McDonald's hamburger with French fries at dinner followed by
doesn't count because it's
don't look at me. You've been there. You've eaten like this. Do not. Insane. I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to you.
No.
I know, Mike,
it doesn't count because it's not the same meal. This is the same meal.
How did you stack McDonald's onto a pizza?
Wow. Carla said, what do you want me to pick up? I said, do you want to take the kids out to Texas Roadhouse?
Yes.
By the way, we're a classy family. And I said, no, we went out for lunch.
Yeah.
Let's just pick something up. I said, not her. I said, why don't you pick up some pizzas from Marsala?
Yeah.
Knowing full well that has nothing to do with anyone else in the home other than me. Yes. And I'm the one that likes that pizza from Marsala. Well, apparently there was a run, shocker, in the land of the entitled old person. They didn't have any that were ready, and she didn't want to wait the 40 minutes to get the pizza. So she stopped by Mickey D's and picked up some little, regular cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Sure.
And, I didn't ignore that either. It was an eat fest last night in here.
Eating,
I'm not proud of myself.
35% of Americans say that around the holidays they will eat more than three meals in a day.
Yes. Oh,
I'm going that today and tomorrow, I am going to try to break that pattern, and then I'm going to try to break it on Thanksgiving as well. I'm going to try to break that pattern.
Just
I'm
one
try
meal.
To behave myself. Maybe not one meal.
You
but,
need to
but
do something super, to make sure that your metabolism stays up.
I don't like the. I am trying to psych myself up into the fact that I don't care for that feeling after Thanksgiving dinner. I don't like it. Most people don't like it. You love stuffing it in there, but nobody likes that. Carby, heavy, saucy feeling afterwards.
I love it.
There you go.
Help me.
With your milk bone pie or whatever.
Milk bar, not milk bone.
Milk bone.
26% of Americans say they will have during the holidays bigger late night snacks.
Yeah, well, that's huge.
Of course.
Because you go for the... I, like Darren McGavin in Christmas Story, if I had a little gravy... And just the bird,
yes,
I would be perfectly content. Perfectly content.
Makes sense.
I know a lot of people like all the sides. Mm-hmm. The flavor of a roasted turkey, a real roasted turkey, that's what I'm all about.
Yeah.
Just roast the thing, send me to bed, and just throw it on my stomach.
What a day.
And give me a knife and fork. And let me
17% of Americans will eat until they feel sick or unwell.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if I would call it sick, but I would feel not comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how I would describe it.
Fair.
All right.
Not,
I like this
not
one.
Comfortable.
18% of America admit that during the holidays, they hide their favorite treats to save for later.
I'm in that category. I've done that. And by the way, living with what I call her, the squirrel, Carla, where there'll be a particular confection that she... occasionally enjoys a cheat with, she will hide that. There is, there's been in this house hidden for years where I'll look behind and I'll stumble upon it trying to make something. Like, oh, look at the, are those, is that the large size peanut M&Ms? Hello. And
that planter, that tree is growing out of raisinettes.
I have to get a handle.
And
on
Mike,
it.
I hold really in yes. my hand. The final greatest fat guy statistic of them all. 19% of America, and I've not even done this. I would do it if I had, I'd say it. 19% of America says they have deliberately worn stretchy clothes to accommodate overeating.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What I do, I take my pants and underwear off and I wrap a blanket around me. That's what I do.
Hey, thank you, lady.
That's a lot. That's great.
Hey. Yum, yum.
To all of our listeners, have a wonderful holiday with your families.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Thank you for your continuing support. And if you happen to think of us on the holiday, pick up a fruitcake to support TMOS. We would really appreciate it. We got to get out of here. Love you all. Have a great holiday. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and everybody, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, let's see, Dan O'Brien,
Marco
the intern, everybody at Podville Media, our dear friend Charlie Burney. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hello, it's Mike. If you're hearing me now, you are a TMOS bonus show subscriber. And if you are a bonus show subscriber, I just want to say thank you. You are a vital part of our show, and your support makes TMOS possible. Keep up the good work. And on behalf of Oscar and Rob, I'm Tony. Thank you. We love you. Now don't get happy.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.